Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of HodgePodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to get all entrepreneurs to help all entrepreneurs. First of all, I'm going to say Happy New Year. This is our first show of the year. I'm here with my trusty executive engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt, how are you doing this evening? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Gene. I'm doing good. I'm glad to be back in the seat again.
Well, I'm glad to see you. Glad that you made it into the year. Me too.
We survived the holidays. We're here for another year. Let's rock and roll.
All right. So for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play to kick it off. And Matt, if you got it, let it go.
Here we go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you have an idea in terms of what the show is all about. And now that we're starting the new year off right, I wouldn't feel justified unless I predicted what I think is going to happen in 2024. Because the earth is changing, the world's changing, and entrepreneurs are going to change as well. And I thought I'd make some predictions to share with you. And any predictions that you might have, I'd like to have you think about that as well, because that's what we're going to talk about. And I would like to get some of your input if you think that you have something to predict.
And if you do, you can give us a phone call, 727-441-3000. Again, the number is 727-441-3000.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Madden. And for those of you that you can see, it's on the board here, but you cannot see the 727, but the 441-3000, hopefully that you can see. But you're more than welcome to call, ask a question, but more specifically, if you could think about making a prediction that has to do with entrepreneurs or entrepreneurship, because the entrepreneurs are the creators that make the world flow. And they kick in or start anytime within their mind, and they get started. But anyway, so before we can do that, I'd like to have you just think about. I'm going to speak this, and I'll come back to the predictions. But an entrepreneur, if you went out on the internet or one of those kind of places, if you didn't know what an entrepreneur entrepreneur was. There's actually a definition for the word entrepreneur, and I'm going to just read it to you. But anyway, an entrepreneur is a person who pursues an opportunity. Okay, so I'm just going to stop right there. A person who pursues an opportunity, meaning that you see something that is in need, or you recognize something and you decide to pursue it. Okay, so an entrepreneur is a person who pursues an opportunity, often commercially driven, to bring a new product or service to market with limited resources and high risk. Okay, so I'm going to back up again. It's a person who pursues an opportunity. It's often commercially driven, not necessarily commercially driven, which means you can have an idea that it is designed to help a lot of people, not necessarily commercially, but it could be. But it's to bring a new product or service. Okay, so something that you have as a product, something you want to develop as a product, or something that you create as a service, and you bring that to market. Market means your customers. Who's going to buy your product? Who's it for? Who's going to buy your service? That's the market that you're going in. And it says with limited resources and high risk. Okay, so in other words, an entrepreneur may have limited resources, and it may be high risk, but but not everybody has that high risk. But if you're just getting started, you're risking a idea that you have I'm just going to say that you have thought of, but it's a new idea that possibly no one else has come forth with. And so you are the one that has been designated to create that. And so that's the risk that you take, to step out and go do that. But since that's the way it is, I'm going to have you just think about that. But I'm going to make some predictions for entrepreneurs. Doesn't matter whether you're starting or have started, but there are some risks involved. And so I'm going to make some predictions that may or may not be helpful. And so I'd like to have you just think about that, because predictions often change things based on what you could see in the future. But also, it could create opportunities that you couldn't recognize in the future. I'm going to just make some predictions about the future, because we're just starting a brand new year, 2024. And a lot's going to happen this year. I believe a lot's going to happen for entrepreneurs, but I'm not going to go into that until we come back to after the break. But the world is going to be different. And entrepreneurs participate by bringing different things to the market, or different things to the planet, and they also take away things, or things change. I mean, so it's an evolving. We're evolving as a species of people, and change bring change, and entrepreneurs, I believe, at the foothold of creating change or bringing change. And we're going to always be changing. So if you're out there thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, that's a great idea, because somebody's got to produce change. So why not you? I'm producing change, but I believe anyone can. I believe you have ideas and thoughts that create change. You recognize that something's missing, and you create something. Anyway, so that's what an entrepreneur is. And I'd like to have you think about that, because does that fit you? That would be great. And that's all I'm going to say about that. We're going to take a short break so we hear something from our sponsors. But I'll be right back to give you my predictions for entrepreneurs. Great.
See you.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour Radio Show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, when the going gets tough, that's what entrepreneurs do. That's how they get started, and in many cases, that's how it is all the way through. And I'd like to have you just think about that, because if you have an idea or a thought, the world needs you, especially if you can look at how whatever you have can help others, then the idea is inside of you for a reason, and it's time to get started, and you might as well get started, because you are the one that's been given the message or the view of what could be, and it's a matter of getting started, and the going will get tough. I'm going to be making some predictions of what I believe entrepreneurs may experience or go through in 2024 to kick the year off, because it's about entrepreneurs taking on the world in some sense by creating a product or service that people need, and you'd be doing it for a reason, and you're driven for a reason. If we have time at the end of the show, I'll talk about some of the characteristics of an entrepreneur, just in case you keep wondering if it's you that is there. But I'm going to make some predictions, I'm going to give you some rationale for my prediction, but also my engineer, if he wants to ask me why or how I see things, I may explain that, because I may not be able to. Or if you can see something differently, you may want to give us a call. Again, the number is 727-441-3000.
Well, are these foreshadowings for this year? Is that for all entrepreneurs, or wait, are we getting into specifics here? What are we talking about?
All entrepreneurs.
All
right. That I think.
Okay.
Okay, so it doesn't matter. It's all you entrepreneurs that want to be, and all of you entrepreneurs that are already entrepreneurs. These are some predictions, because it's going to be a tough year, that I believe, but it's always tough for entrepreneurs, and so I don't want you to fool yourself. But those of you that are present entrepreneurs, if you have any predictions for you, your business, and what you see for others as well, you're more than welcome to call the show as well. And again, the number is 727-441-3000. Okay, but here we go for some of the predictions that I made up of 2024. And if necessary, I'll explain some of the rationale behind. Anyway, so here we go. Number one, more entrepreneurs are going to create their own businesses in 2024, more than has been created in the past. I'm suggesting that more people will decide to try their stab at going into business for themselves or having some sort of product or service, and I believe that's going to happen in 2024. We're going to create more, or the opportunities are going to happen so that we create more. Okay, number two, and again, these are just my predictions. More entrepreneurs are going to create fake businesses. Okay, more entrepreneurs are going to create fake businesses, especially if they're using AI, artificial intelligence. They're going to create something that is not there, but I believe more entrepreneurs are going to create those types of businesses. Some people call them scams and things like that. But I believe that more of that is happening, is going to happen in 2024, because as you come up with ideas and you think about a way of making money or providing that product or service, I believe many of you are going to create fake businesses. And only you know whether it's going to be fake or not. But I'm just suggesting that more of you are going to do that. And going along with number two, more of you will get discovered and caught. Okay, that's my prediction for 2024. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that in case that's you. Somebody's got to create the businesses, and somebody's got to create the false businesses. Which is no different than many things that's going on in housing and all that sort of stuff. And so, in terms of selling homes, all of that sort of stuff that you hear in the news, well, somebody has to create those businesses because they meet a need for certain customers. Anyway, so I'm suggesting that more of that is going to happen in 2024, okay, because it's becoming much easier to create a business. It's fairly easy to create a business. However, to implement it and keep it going, that's when the going gets tough. So number three, in addition to creating businesses and fake business, I'm predicting that in 2024, many small businesses will fail. Okay, so many small businesses will fail, meaning that it's okay to start a business, but going through the process, you may decide it's not for you at this time, and so therefore you'll stop the business. And so I believe much of that is going to happen in 2024, and it's due to a whole bunch of reasons. I don't know what all of them are, but I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions what they may be. One is just a lack of knowledge. We have a lack of knowledge as far as what does it take to actually go into your business. You know, you have the product in mind or the service, but possibly you're missing some knowledge that you got to go get and then come back. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that. Businesses may fail because of that. It's not a fault. The desire is to go into business. Having lack of knowledge means you got to go get some more knowledge on how to create your business. And so therefore, many of you may stop. That's normal, because you stop to go get something that you didn't realize that you needed. That's supposed to happen. So don't give up, because those things are supposed to happen. And if you're not familiar with the obstacles that are going to pop up, talk to other entrepreneurs. ask questions like, how did they get started? What did they go through? How long did it take? All that, all those things, so you can get an idea of what the journey is going to be. But anyway, so that, so I'm predicting that will happen in 2024, and you'll discover that, or we'll discover that. You have the idea or the thought, but you need more info. And so finding a way to go get the information is going to happen because of what we might create. Now, a lot of you are going to use a lot of ways of creating your business with information that you have to go find out more about. You're going to use words, possibly use words and examples that you're not sure of. So you got to go discover those or work those out so that when you put it out there to the public, you know what they're going to be going through. So I believe many small businesses will fail in 2024 simply because of lack of knowledge. Now, obviously, what comes along sometimes with lack of knowledge, it's the question of willpower. Because what happens is that people get disgusted because they begin to realize they don't know certain things. And so they go through that period of not knowing, which means you've got to learn. And so having the will to keep going, you may decide to stop. And that's normal, because if you keep up with the news, they will keep you informed of how many businesses have failed. And it's not wrong that it failed. It's supposed to happen because it's your idea, but you don't have all of what it takes to make it work. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because learning more is part of the game. In some cases, it's easy to create the product or service or the solution. It's how do you go with it, but it's what do you got to go through in order to do it, and then how do you get it out in front of your customers? How do you get it to the market? Anyway, so I'm saying there are lots of reasons why businesses fail, and in most cases, it's not really failure. It's that people couldn't keep up with the demands. They didn't have enough knowledge or assistance. I like to have you just think about that, because, those are normal trends. And you can find that information out on the internet in terms of how many businesses fail. Many of you probably have heard it before. It's called failure, but it's really not failure. It's people get challenged and begin to realize they're missing some information, they're missing the assistance, they're missing something, and so therefore something has to stop. Okay, then it's a matter of getting back on track, and then most likely you'll stop again, because as an entrepreneur, it comes along with a lot of obstacles, and you're supposed to go through the obstacles. Now, obviously, one thing that you can do is ask other entrepreneurs. Tell as many people as you can what you're trying to do, and don't be afraid to ask other questions in terms of how did they get started. I'm going to do a show on questions that you should ask later on, but I like to have you think about that, because you're not alone. You're the lone person with the idea or thought, because the idea came to you. But how you put it together could involve many others working along with you. That's where the journey begins. And so I'd like to have you just think about that. But I'm predicting that in 2024, a lot of businesses will fail, or the entrepreneurs will quit. And I'm going to say that's normal, because the opportunity in 2024 is many of you are going to decide to start your own business. Yeah, so what comes along with starting is the number who drop out. Anyway, we're going to stop right now so I can take a quick break so you can hear a little bit more. But I'm talking about, I'm giving out predictions that I believe will happen in 2024, because we're starting a new year. And it's something that I want all of you to know, because I believe you're going to go through it, and it's perfectly normal, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Once you get started, you can't stop. You're going to want to start many times or stop many times.
And then you're going to become like a rolling ball and just keep going.
That's what happens, but what I believe to all entrepreneurs. You have to get started. You are going to have some obstacles. The obstacles are supposed to be there because that's when you're learning. Anyway, what I'm doing is giving out predictions for those of you who want to be entrepreneurs, with predictions that I believe will happen in 2024, but on a large scale. Because there's so many entrepreneurs that are out there, or people that would like to start a business, and many of you are going to jump into it because the technology is there where you can sit home and start creating. And so many of you are going to create based on the thoughts in your mind. And because of that, you may decide to start your own business. And when you do that, you got to get started. So in many cases, you got to go through learning. What do you do now that you got the idea and the problem you're going to solve or the product that you're going to have? But how do you get it to the people that you think need it? And so you've got to create plans and all that sort of stuff so that that you can bring your business out front. But anyway, so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's what happens. And I'm giving out some predictions. I only have five or six, but I'm giving out predictions so that you would know the types of things that I'm looking at, but you also start to think for yourselves. But if you think that you have a idea or something like that, feel free to call the show, the number is 727-441-3000, because you may want to share some predictions that you may envision. Anyways, and, I just envisioned
these. Hold on, Gene, we already have one. We already have somebody calling in. You know this guy very, very well. Larry LaBelle is on the phone.
Okay, hello, Larry.
Hey, Gene. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How you doing?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Happy New Year. I
can't
say that much.
Another great year coming up.
Larry's a colleague of mine, and Larry's in the training business as well. But very quickly, Larry, before I say anything, tell us a little bit about who you are right quick so people have an idea.
I run a business called Win a Job Fast, and I'm a resume writer and job search trainer and coach.
Okay, so because his business is writing resumes and coaching. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. I'm giving out predictions for 2024 for entrepreneurs. And so I've gone through three so far. I'll tell you what they were. But I believe in 2024 these things are going to happen. Okay, here they are. More entrepreneurs are going to create their own business in 2024. For several reasons, because it's much easier to create businesses fictitiously and all that sort of stuff. But I believe that there's going to be a noticeable surge in 2024. Okay, the other one was that more entrepreneurs are going to create fake businesses in 2024, especially if they're using...
What was that again, Gene? They're going to create what?
Fake businnses. Not real businesses, but fake businesses, especially if they're using a lot of today's technology, especially AI. It's easy to create something, and I believe that many entrepreneurs are going to create fake businesses in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so at the end of the year, we'll be able to look at how many businesses people thought were businesses that ended up not working out for them. And the third was that more small businesses are going to fail in 2024. In other words, the entrepreneurs are going to want to start a business, get started, and then many are going to stop or drop out.
Why do you think that happened?
There are several reasons, but I believe that any time you decide to start because you have an idea, and the idea is the motivation to get started. What you got to go through is unknown. And so I think that... But in many cases, going through what's going to be required, many are going to say, I didn't expect this, and so they're going to drop out. Okay, some are going to drop out because of lack of knowledge. You know, just simple lack of knowledge.
They lack the funds to see them through until their business really is generating sufficient revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's another one.
That's a big reason why a lot of people drop out, because they're financially going under.
Okay. Yes, I thought of a couple, and whatever pops up in your mind, say it, whether I've said it or not. But if you think why small businesses may fail in 2024, in addition to the money, there could be a lot of other reasons. But any of those thoughts that might come up, feel free to share it. But I also, part of the other, the one that I mentioned before, a lot of entrepreneurs are going to create businesses because the information may be very, very easily to create using today's technology, especially using AI, to create words for you. And so I believe that they're going to create things but not be able to back up what they created. Okay, so many will fail because of that. But anyway, but those are what I had. If you can think of any reasons why an entrepreneur may fail, or just some prediction that pops into your mind. I don't have all of them. I only wrote down a few of them.
Sure.
But there's several reasons.
I think
reasons.
One thing that's important is that a lot of people don't know what's going to be required of them to start a business and make it be successful. They just know they have an idea, they're excited about it, but they don't have a very detailed plan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They don't have a plan. It's like saying, I'm going to Los Angeles, and I ask you, well, what route are you taking? I don't know. And they end up in Timbuktu.
Okay. I mean, so no plan, lack of knowledge, no money. Not enough money, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anything else that pops into your mind, just go ahead and kind of blurted it out because, pardon?
There's one thing that we have here in Tampa, in Ybor City. It's a group that's all over the country. It's called Million Cups. Mm-hmm. Million Cups is a great place for entrepreneurs to go to connect with other entrepreneurs, get some help, coaching. It's free.
Okay. But that's the solution to part of the problem, which is great. In creating a business, I had predicted that more entrepreneurs are going to create businesses anyway this year. So that source is a great source. There are many other sources of resources out there, but the entrepreneurs themselves, I predicted that there's going to be a surge in individuals deciding to create their own businesses.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of other obstacles that may come along, which probably may be noticeable. At the end of the year, we can look back and look at how many started, how many failed, how many actually created businesses, how many dropped out, stopped, all that sort of stuff. But anything that you can think of, you're an entrepreneur, and so based on some of the experiences that you've gone through, what can you predict might happen in 2024?
People will underestimate what they have to do to create a successful business.
Great. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that to me is one of the major reasons people fail.
Okay.
They just weren't prepared for the amount of work they have to do to be successful.
Right. I had mentioned earlier that it's not really failure. The media is going to say they failed or so many businesses stop in a certain time, but really it's not failure. It's that you're lacking and you choose to stop. Maybe you're forced to stop.
It's not failure. Yeah. It's an opportunity for learning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, learning how to put together
your business. You learn from the mistakes you made, you'll succeed.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't learn from your mistakes, you're doomed to fail over and over.
All right, okay. But think about what you can predict might happen this year for entrepreneurs or people who would like to start a business. Anyway, so I'm giving out those. There's another.
Vote and plan, win. I think people, if they learn the plan, they'll win.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so more businesses will create. Okay, so you. If you put it together the way my sentence is possible, more businesses would be created because people will plan better.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Or more That's businesses will fail because of lack of planning.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, I got another one here. Let's see. More entrepreneurs will create businesses without... formal education. Okay, more entrepreneurs are going to create businesses this year without a formal education. Meaning you don't have to be a high school graduate, college graduate, or anybody. Or any of those formal things out there. People are going to create businesses because the tools and technology are there. For people who decide to do it, they're going to do it.
Yep.
There
was something that Harvard University did years ago. It suggested that there was an entrepreneur who wanted to start a business. Go to your local big mall and tell people very briefly what your business is, what it's about, and see what they have to say about it. They think it's a business that will succeed or not. They found that if they got a lot of people saying this will succeed, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Much more.
Okay. Can you think of anything else? I know you just called in, but can you think of anything else or as we proceed, we got like 15 minutes left, anything that you would be willing to predict might happen in 2024. Okay.
Dog.
Pardon? You there? I think we lost Larry. But anyway, but I'm talking about predictions, and because I don't know what's going to happen in the future, things do happen in the future. But it's time that we take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors. We'll be right back. But I'm here talking about predictions I'm making for 2024, and we'll be right back to share a little bit more.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Money! I believe most entrepreneurs want some money. I believe the rest of you out there want money as well.
It's not just the entrepreneurs, Dean. Everybody wants money.
Everybody wants more money.
We want. I can't speak for everybody else, but I want enough money to be able to cover my living expenses and travel a little bit, enjoy a little bit of a life. That's what I want with my money.
Okay. Okay. Yours is just as valid as mine and everyone else's. And some want more money because they have a product or service that they want to create and bring to the market. And they can go do all those things. But anyway, I'm here tonight talking about predictions that I'm making that will happen in 2024 for entrepreneurs. And I believe on the line, I believe my colleague Larry LaBelle is still on the line. And we are making predictions based on how we see things happening in 2024. And I've given you some of mine. I'm just going to repeat them right quick. And before I do that, let me introduce my colleague, just in case you didn't know who's on the other end of the line. Larry, tell us who you are very quickly, if you can.
Yeah, my name is Larry LaBelle. I run a business called Win a Job Fast. I write resumes and provide job search training and coaching to job seekers.
Okay, so he's an entrepreneur, and that's what he does in his business. Anyway, so I'm talking about predictions for entrepreneurs. It doesn't matter, just that they exist, they're created. But what might happen in 2024 based on your knowledge of entrepreneurs and just predicting what might happen this year? And so I'm making some predictions. One of the predictions I made is that more entrepreneurs are going to create businesses this year. But I also made a prediction was that more entrepreneurs are going to create fake businesses this year because the technology is out there for people to create artificial businesses, and more of that's going to happen. I also predicted that
that's something that's not necessarily a prediction, but Do what you love, and the money will follow.
Okay. Yeah, it's not a prediction, but yes, that's part of the solution. Do what you love, and the money will follow. But I also predicted that more small businesses will fail. And it could be a variety of reasons. Could be because of lack of knowledge, having no money, no plan. But a lot of small businesses are going to fail that start up. And that's common. But we're going to have more this year because we're going to have more people deciding to go into business this year. Because the tools are there. Anyway, so then the other prediction I wanted to make is that more entrepreneurs are going to create, businesses without having a formal education, meaning like high school or college and stuff that we get traditionally taught. They're just going to create businesses based on the technology and based on the thought that they got in their mind and they get started. So I believe more of that's going to happen in 2024. And just kind of like think about that. But Larry, if anything pops into your mind, I'll say Connie shared as a prediction.
One thing pops into my mind,
mm-hmm.
Less a prediction, but we're talking about degrees. Remember, Bill Gates didn't have a degree. There's lots of other major CEOs of major companies who don't have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
But they had ideas and they had the drive to make it happen.
Okay. Yeah. So you can predict yourself what you're going to do this year. Okay, in many cases, that's how people do that. The year starts, they predict what they're going to do, and some follow through and it happens, some follow through and it doesn't happen because obstacles come up, and some talk about it, but they don't get started. Anyway, so see if you can think about what predictions that you can make for yourself when it comes to business, when it comes to entrepreneurship. And I'm going to suggest that you write it down. I'm going to suggest that you tell a lot of people what you might want to predict this year, because we want to watch to see if you follow through on it. Because as an entrepreneur, you might get started as a solo entrepreneur, and you've got to go build a business. And it's okay if you fail or stop. It's not the end of the world. It's just that you had to stop for a number of reasons, but keep it going and something will happen. That's about the best way I can put it. But anyway.
Remember this thing, too, from Thomas Edison? It took him, I think it was 99 times trying to create the light bulb where he failed. And the guy said to him, "Why do you keep trying? You've done this 99 times and you failed." He says, "No, I haven't. I've learned 99 ways that I can't make a light bulb work, and it's helping me get closer." And the 100th try, he did it.
Right. The word was, I heard 10,000 ways, but.
Anyway, what the numbers are.
Yeah, the number.
The point is the same.
Right. You are the creator, and you're going to go through many, many tests, and many, many times something doesn't work. That should be normal. The difference is, do you have the will to stay with it? That's Amen. Where the answer is going to be.
Yep.
Okay. Now, for those of you not so much familiar, if you haven't started as an entrepreneur, I'm going to ask Larry this. What type of you need to be a certain type of person in order to get started. And some call them characteristics. And Larry, can you think of any characteristics that a person would need in order to get started as an entrepreneur?
They have to be good at follow-through. They need to be good at idea generation. They need to seek and pay attention to feedback from others. Those are some of the ones I think of. And got to have a passion for what you're doing.
Great. I got a list of things here, so I have the advantage because I got a list to read. I'm not going to read it, but anything that pops into your mind, because I want everyone to know out there, they are just as equal as everyone else to get started. And all humans are different, so the characteristics are going to be different. However, many of the common characteristics might apply to you. I think Larry just mentioned all five or six that applies to probably every human out there. Anyway, so I'm just going to mention a couple more. You must be inventive because it's your idea. Yeah. Anyway, so you have an idea to create something. You've got to figure out how to create it, to bring it into being.
Another thing, Gene,
mm-hmm.
You wake up every day and you can't wait to go to work. It's right. If you hate going to work or just passe about it, not going to work.
Okay, so that's another characteristic. I'm looking at a word that says driven. You must be driven. Mm-hmm. Meaning that little voice keeps telling you to keep going. You need to recognize that little voice in the back of your mind that's telling you to get up and get going because this is something that you said you were going to do. Yes, you have to be motivated or driven to keep at it. It's not going to work the first time. And it may take a long time just to put it together, just to find out it doesn't work. But the bottom line is you must keep working at it because it's your thought, it's your dream, it's your idea. Okay, that's what entrepreneurs do. Let's see, I got another one here that says you must be risk tolerant. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take risk.
Big one.
Now, I say most times, there's no such thing as risk. That's a word people use. The one who's doing it is never taking a risk because the one who's doing it is doing it. The others may be looking at you and say you took a risk. But the one, the doer is never taking a risk. The doer is the one that wants to do it. Because it's not going to happen unless the doer doesn't. Anyway, so that's not a risk because that's something that's in your mind that you're trying to make happen. And you are the author of what you're trying to make happen. Anyway, so it's very important to understand like language because all the outsiders that are watching are going to say you took a risk. When the bottom line is you are doing what you believe you should be doing in order to make it work.
Amen.
That's a Gene Hodge thought. Anyway, but I like to have you just think about things in terms of what type of person are you, and I'm going to suggest that you are just as good as every other entrepreneur out there. You have different characteristics about you, but you also have a different problem and a different solution. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that because our time is running out.
I'm using Bixby Text Call to convert your voice to text.
I don't know what that is. Okay, you hear the music because we've run out of time. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way because as an entrepreneur, you can put it together your way with your idea as long as you're willing to go through it, but it will work because it's yours and you are the entrepreneur. Good luck in 2024. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up next. And enjoy your new year.
It was my way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.